Johannesburg and Tzaneen 24, Pretoria 25.
In central Johannesburg on the M2 eastbound, a crash before Rustenburg Street causing queuing traffic, and in Centurion on the N1, police operations at Hennops River between John Foster Drive and Boerta Avenue causing queuing traffic.
The families of the missing police constables have arrived in Pretoria to meet with the National Police Commissioner following the discovery of four bodies in the Hennops River near Centurion today. Police have confirmed at least two of the bodies may be linked to the case of the missing officers, but their identities are yet to be confirmed. The three officers disappeared last week while travelling to Limpopo from the Free State. Masachaba Sifularo reports.
Thus far, four bodies have been retrieved from the vicinity of the Hennops River in Centurion. According to Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrick Sibiya, two of the bodies are at an advanced stage of decomposition and are not linked to the search for the missing constables. Sibiya says once the families of the missing officers have met with the National Police Commissioner, they'll be taken to the mortuary where the bodies are being kept.
Once they are able to identify and it is in the two that they are children, they will be then brought to the scene.
Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News in Centurion.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says the country has recorded a 32.5% decrease in car accidents for the 2025 Easter holiday period. Briefing the media on the Easter road safety campaign, Creasy says this year had the lowest number of crashes and fatalities recorded in the last 3 years. She added that this number excluded the Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga, where several fatal accidents were recorded.
Fatalities were reduced from 307 over the Easter weekend in 2024 to 167 in 2025, which is a 45% decrease. All provinces recorded decreases in fatalities except Mpumalanga, where there was a small increase.
South Africa has told the International Court of Justice that Israel is acting with impunity in the occupied Palestinian territories, deliberately blocking aid to Gaza. This week, the court is holding public hearings on a request for an advisory opinion concerning Israel's obligations under international law. In The Hague, in the Netherlands, Department of International Relations and Cooperation's Director General Zain Dangor.
We make these submissions while Gaza is once again under a complete siege following Israel's breach of the ceasefire brokered by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt. As cited in this court yesterday, the United Nations Secretary General stated that Gaza is a killing field. He added, aid has dried up, the floodgates of horror have reopened.
And Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney pledged to beat the US and Donald Trump's trade war after winning Canada's election and leading his Liberal Party to another term in power. China responded to Carney's victory, saying it was open to improving ties, while the European Union chief said the bloc will work with him to champion free and fair trade. More on jacarandafm.com, click on news. I'm Jopinaar, hoofdnieuwsdier. Die nationale politie bevestig die soektok na die drie politiebeamtes lei na Hennopsrivier op die N1 Noord.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, you're not alone, I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman.